Well, reviews are in, and we're going to tell you what they are. He's Todd Vandenberg, I'm Rob Steele, and we've got a pair of movies that should have nothing to do with each other, and they don't. Other than, you know, they're movies, and that, frankly, is it. That's all. Not connected in the slightest, because Todd's movie is new, mine, well, I'm going to go ahead and do mine, get this out of the way, I suppose, because this year marks the 5th anniversary of the 35th anniversary edition coming out on Blu-ray. Yes, that means that Battlestar Galactica is 40 years old, and I watched the original pilot of Battlestar Galactica on Blu-ray, which is very weird, because this movie came out in 1978.
Yes.
Hot on the heels of Star Wars, where everyone, oh, it's a Star Wars ripoff, and you're not entirely wrong. But at the same time, it had to deal... This is the original, not the remake, where everything right. got dark and gritty. This was still a light and... I'm going to call it a fluffy series. There's a lot of fluff in this. But I'm just doing the pilot, so we only have to worry about Lorne Greene being Commander Adama. And you look at the movie poster and go, he's surrounded by girls. One of them is his daughter. The other one... Okay, the other one is a prostitute. I'm just saying. Athena and Cassiopeia. Cassiopeia being a prostitute they picked up on a planet. Don't think too much into that. No, no, there was not a sex scene with Lorne Greene in it.
Thank you.
Thank God. Yeah. The story, if for some reason you've missed it, starts way out in space. It may be the future. It may be the past. We never really find out in this version. I'll get to that in a little while. Battlestar Galactica started with the destruction of the 12 colonies of mankind, and they took the remnants and put them in ships, and they're going to go look for the legendary 13th colony, which is Earth. And that's basically the premise for the series. In this episode, we get to see the attack on Earth and the attack on the fleet, which was all decimated by the Cylons, who I thought in the original made much better bad guys than in the later version. Even though they're all robots, so they should all be the same size and all be the same girth, and they're not. Which, you know, fine, whatever. I thought it was kind of cute. But the red eye thing that goes back and forth, and if you look it up, you'll see it, and you'll go, oh, that's where it came from. Because I don't know that I've seen that in anything before. Have you seen it in anything before this?
I don't recall ever seeing that with that motion back and forth thing. Now, it was very creepy.
Oh, very. And they stole it and put it on the front of the car in Knight Rider, which was same sound effect, which was very weird.
Cheap.
But yeah, there's, oh, let's see how to describe this. There's the Battlestars are basically battleships in space. And there was a fleet of them that they were going to make peace with the Cylons. The Cylons basically all went, screw that, and blew up all of them except for the Galactica. Oh, look, it's the name of the show. Commanded by Commander Adama, and there's a bunch of pilots who fly the little fighters, which are called Vipers, just because. Richard Hatch plays Adama's son, Captain Apollo, and then there's his best friend, Dirk Benedict, who plays Starbuck, who is a guy in this version, because... it's a thing. He's the one who finds the prostitute, by the way, not Adama, who they never even got together, Adama and Cassiopeia. I'm just saying, at least not in the pilot episode. Anyway, there were a few things about this version that were weird because of the Blu-ray. I don't think they redid all the scenes. There were a lot of recycled scenes like, oh, look, there's a Cylon ship chasing one of the Colonial Vipers. And it gets blown up. And they showed that. I counted 6 times using the same footage. Which, you know, if you're going to cheat, I suppose that's a way to do it. Trying to save money. Because this movie, which was made for TV, although it had a theatrical release, cost $14 million. Which in 1978 money is a lot. But not enough to make the full-blown Star Wars type movie, which is what they wanted to make. They were trying to capitalize on that, and it worked. It was an immensely popular series that, for some reason, lasted a season. I wanted there to be more, but there wasn't. So, had a fairly decent cast to it. Like I said, Lorne Greene was in, I guess, the biggest name, although Jane Seymour was in it. John Colicos, which some people remember from Star Trek. I forgot he was a Klingon commander, and I've forgotten which one. But there were three big Klingon commanders in the original Star Trek series. He was one of them. I think it was Kor. Was it Kor?
I could not tell you.
Okay. Well, there we are. One name that I had forgotten about who was in the pilot episode, and we'll tie this back to Oak Ridge, which is where Todd used to live and I'm from, and Lee, who I have to pick on because he's not here again this week, still lives. Rick Springfield was in the pilot episode as Apollo's little brother, Zach. Spoiler alert, he makes it maybe 10 minutes in before he's blown up.
That's so sad. Why am I laughing?
Because it's funny. Yeah, he popped up on the screen, and I went, I don't remember him being in this series. And, you know, 5 minutes later, oh, that's why I don't remember him being in this series. Well, now I will tell you that there is one thing in this movie that did not need to be made in 1080p. Toward the end of this pilot, they come across another planet where they could live. There's some insects that live there now, and they've made a casino where travelers can come and gamble, and everything is nice and happy until the insects kidnap people and cocoon them and eat them. Yeah, spoiler, you knew it was going to happen because you see that, yeah. You know, first thing, really. There is an entertainment act at this casino with, I think it's very ambitious of them to try this. There's three women who could be the Pointer Sisters. They could be the Supremes. I don't know. That's who they're kind of going for. Mm-hmm. In appearance, except they're not entirely human, because each of them, their faces are a little bit wider to accommodate a third and a fourth eye, and their chins are a bit lower to accommodate a second mouth.
Oh my god.
Which, I mean, it's very ambitious, and I remember seeing it at the time, and it frankly creeped the hell out of me.
It's ambitious for a TV show, for sure.
But the way they did it, they had, you know, the three singers, but six voices you could hear in the song.
That's crazy.
That was clever.
That is.
So, you know, if nothing else, if you liked the new version and want to know where it came from and see the more, this is the cheesy version, but it's still good. It's an uplifting series. And you can find the Blu-ray. I think you can find it in the $5 bin at Walmart. Battlestar Galactica, the 1978 version. Look for the Pointer Sisters plus extra bits. It's kind of weird, but it's worth seeing, I think, just for historical purposes.
Which sounds lovely. Lovely.
It could be Love. I think one of them was named Lovey. Does that help?
Was it named Lovey?
I'm just saying.
That would make sense.
It could be. They could have been named Izzy, but they weren't. That's your movie.
That is my movie. I just saw a film called Izzy Gets the F Across Town. That's not the actual title. The actual title has, you know, there's a word that you're not supposed to say on family-friendly radio. That's why I'm not saying the word. Actually, the actual title. You may see it listed as, here's a listing with F blank blank K, and there's another one where there's three blanks. There's another one where there's only one blank, which is the vowel. If you look at it on IMDb, it's the word, so there you go. This is about a young woman who, now she's working as a waitress, but she was singing, making kind of a career of it. That kind of fell apart. Her former lover is getting married, and she just finds this out in the afternoon, and there's an engagement party, and she wants to get there to crash it because she feels he's making a mistake. And they are the one. They are the couple. They need to get together. And she needs to stop him from making this terrible mistake. Problem is, she doesn't have a car. And this is in L.A. And she's got to get to the other side. Hence, Izzy gets the across town. This movie is great. Mackenzie Davis is the actress. She's been in about 20 other movies. And I didn't recognize the name. She's also in Blade Runner 2, 049, as one of the replicants. She does, yes, and not to Rob, as one of the lead secondary characters. And when I saw the name of the character, I was like, There you go. That's where I've seen her. She was great in that. She's fantastic in this. If she doesn't wind up being a big star, there's a problem. Because she is great. She is magnetic. I mean, she just jumps off the screen. She's also a really good actress. There are some people who have screen presence. They really can't act that well. And it doesn't matter because they got the screen presence. She can do both. She's kind of psychotic in the fun kind of way. Because she really doesn't need to get together with this guy. Because she's the only one who thinks they need to get back together, basically. So she goes on this series of misadventures, trying to get across town, trying to get any way she can. I mean, she goes on a bicycle. There's a problem with a bicycle. She winds up on a scooter, and I'm not talking about like a Vespa. I'm sorry, it's not a scooter. It's a moped? Actually, a skateboard. No, it's not a moped. It's a skateboard.
Oh,
I said, yeah, one of those. She's also walking. She finally gets there. But before she gets there, she goes to her sister's house. Her sister was her partner in their singing duo. They were relatively successful in a small indie kind of way. And she hates her sister because her sister just walked off and left the group 3 years ago. And Izzy's really struggling as a soloist, hence also being a waitress, that kind of stuff. So they have a very, very bad relationship. She walks in on kind of a bad situation with her sister in the middle of a party and has a good relationship with her brother-in-law, threatens to tell the brother-in-law something. Her sister just blurts it out. It's like, okay, fine. So that creates an uncomfortable ceiling. The brother-in-law says, okay, let's kind of fix this. Why don't you guys sing the song that you guys always closed your act with? And they don't like each other to begin with. And at this moment, they hate each other, absolutely hate each other. So here they are at this small little party, and they have to sing this song. And the acting is fantastic because they're singing the song, and they're doing a really good job of it. They both have really good voices. And it's a song about kind of finding your way. And as they sing the song, they kind of think about the lyrics, and they're looking at each other, and they're kind of bonding during this song. It's just a beautiful moment, and the song is great too. And so it fits. It's not like some storybook goofy thing, because this is just a minor point. But they do patch up the relationship enough where her sister lends Izzy her car so she can get to this engagement party. And again, that's not like, oh my God, giant spoiler. I was like, whatever, you knew it was going to happen. But that song is beautiful. I mean, it's very well done, and the acting while they're singing, it's just fantastic. She gets to the party. And things ensue from there. But it's about her journey. But of course, it's about more than just her journey in these few hours. It's about her journey through life. And there's lots of discussions about if fate is real. So it gets into kind of some heady areas without being overly done. But Mackenzie Davis is just like off the charts great in this. And that moment, that song is just fantastic. It's beautiful. It's one of the best things I saw in any movie from last year. Weird thing is, this was a movie, quite a while ago, I talked about going to the Miami Film Festival last year, and this was playing at the same time as Chappaquiddick, and I went to see Chappaquiddick. I really wish I'd gone to see Izzy Gets the F Across Town instead. I like Chappaquiddick, but it was just kind of like, okay. This movie, I think it's a great movie, and especially because of the performance of the actress. And yes, I'm going to say her name again, because I want you to remember her name. Because the next time you see a movie with Mackenzie Davis, you need to go see the movie. She's great. And please definitely see. It's streaming on a lot of different services right now. Izzy Gets the F Across Town. That moment with a song is just beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And this is from a first-time writer-director. And it's pretty amazing that he came up with this. because it sure doesn't look like something that someone did on their first shot out of the box. So, just again, really well done flick. Anyway, that is my movie.
So you've got a movie with a good song in it, and I had a movie with a good song in it. So they are tied together.
They are tied together, barely.
Yeah, in that yours had a good song and mine had a really weird, weird song.
But they do tie together because they're both movies and they have weird things in them. But
that'll count.
I will try to find the pilot because, man, it's been a long time since I've seen the pilot.
I don't know that I've seen the pilot since I saw it in the theater in 1978.
Wow. That's a while.
Back when I was in Oak Ridge, I went to Oliver Springs because that was the theater that aired it, because the Oak Ridge Theater wouldn't do it or something like that.
Was the Oliver Springs Theater, did they have the three screens at that point?
I think they did.
Yeah.
And you can't go there now. It's a bowling alley or something.
Yes, it is a bowling alley, I think.
Wow. Anyway. I feel old because, you know, that's a thing. Anyway, two good movies to see, and you've got a weekend to do it. Your mission, should you choose to accept it. Ooh, that's the wrong movie altogether.
Totally
doesn't matter. You know what? If you want to see these, you should see them. If not, get out and go see another movie.